An international relations and security expert, Ebad Ibrahim, has asked the Electoral Commission to be proactive in resolving the issues surrounding the voters' register. According to him, the manner in which the EC is handling the issue leaves much to be desired, saying it could be a rallying point to generate conflict. Mr. Ibrahim called on the EC to critically look at the validation of the register, which has become a bone of contention for demonstrations.
The posturing of the EC has not been convincing to all. This winding debate about the integrity and sanctity of the current register, I believe, will come back to haunt us at some point. So therefore, if we were able to cobble together a panel to look at the counter argument from government and opposition parties on what to do in terms of moving forward on resolving the discrepancy, so to speak, that are within the register, if we've agreed we wouldn't change the register entirely, I anticipate more consensus building at IPAC level, in the party advisory committee level, because we can't assume that sleeping dogs will lie when very major opposition parties come out every quarter of the year in the past 9 months or so to demonstrate in a mammoth way against the Electoral Commission. The Electoral Commission is meant to be an impartial umpire that should superintend over the election. So therefore, if an impression is being created that the EC is taking a position that will give one faction an edge over the other, then I believe we should revisit the issue of the integrity and sanctity of the register. If the EC panel recommended thorough validation, we should validate before we key in some new name. And therefore, one ticking time bomb, I believe, as a nation we are sitting on, is the wobbly nature in which we have treated the issue of the voters' register. And therefore, for me, all other flashpoint areas we have, Boko will not matter too much in November. Alabanya won't matter. The Gabon crisis will not matter. Other issues we have will not matter. The final straw that can break the camel's back in terms of negatively tinkering with the stability and security of this nation will be the attitude of the EC as we move into November to carry out the polls. If this level of mistrust we have currently is made to endure, then whether you disband Azoka Boys, whether it is banned the Invincible Forces, or it is banned Bulga Bulldog or Bamba Boy, conflict management tells you that there are early warning signals that indicate that the issue surrounding the voters' register could be a rallying point for conflict in November. So therefore, that is one area I think, taking away all the traditional flashpoint areas we have that are awash with weapons, as I have indicated, the issue of the voters' register could easily tip the balance of this country and put it on the precipice of conflict. So therefore, I believe the authorities that matter should use their bully pulpit and bring to bear their influence so that the Electoral Commission will take the right decision. We look at the integrity of the voters' register so that we don't push this country on the brink of a civil war in November.
On the conflicts in the Chieftains' Institution in recent times, Mr. Ibrahim said he does not believe they will have any bearing in the November polls. He said government, through the sector ministry, must do all it can to probe and find lasting solution to these protracted disputes which have the potential of eroding the gains made.
I would want to assure Ghanaians that the political polarization in this country has reached the tipping point, and certainly we will face some security challenges as we end closer to the November poll. But such isolated cases of chieftaincy turbulence, for me, will not have any bearing on the peaceful elections we would want to have in November. PAGA has not been in the box vis-a-vis flashpoint areas of the country for so long. The new front that has been opened in terms of chieftaincy disputes. Therefore, I believe this is an issue largely based on domestic grievances. All that government needs to do is to enter the fray and make sure the litigants over whatever parcel of land there is over there will be made to smoke the pipe. But I don't think one could politicize this or read NPP or NDC into it, or make the extrapolation that this is only a harbinger of worse things to come as we get closer to the elections in 2016 in November, is serious enough, because every inch of Ghana should be of paramount interest to everybody in terms of its security and stability. But certainly, there isn't any treasure trove of evidence to establish an nexus between this and the rising political temperature in the country. It's an isolated chieftaincy case, and I believe the Ministry of Chieftaincy will be able to resolve this with assistance from the National Health and Security Agency.